you're here!
Alam namin kung bakit ka andito. Siguro marupok ka, no?
Or baka may daddy issues.
Well, pwede na naman you just wanna be an emotionally healthy adult.
Or baka you just really wanna listen to us banter and chika.
Well, Swissies and Broskies, whatever your reason may be, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to Raw and Real Podcast.
Hi, I'm Dana.
And I'm Stacy, and this is our space where we talk about our faith, womanhood, and pressing social issues as raw and as real as we can be.
We hope you enjoy and pick up a few nuggets of wisdom along the way. Let's go!
Okay, meron na naman tayong isang napaka... Anong masasabi natin sa guest natin tonight, today?
She is not new to this podcast. Lagi rin siyang may insights at...
passionate sa mga bagay-bagay itong tao.
Anecdotes to share.
TikTok videos to create.
And to spill the tea.
Oh, yan.
She's giving us a look.
Oh, okay. Kilala mo na siya.
Okay, everyone, our special guest,
Lulu pa!
Yay!
Our best friend, Lulu.
I'm back with vengeance.
Yes! Oh my gosh.
Lulu, it's been a while our listeners heard from you.
Oh nga eh. Buti magkaibigan pa tayo.
Given yan. Kumusta, Lu? What is up? The last time you guested on the pod was, I can't even remember, but I'm sure we talked about singleness.
No!
What?
What? Has it been that long? I feel like it was a Valentine's Day.
Yun nga. Lagi naman kasi magkasama on our birthday, so tinatawin
na. Valentine's now, totoo na.
Oo. And I think you're such a rich resource person to...
Rich na ako ngayon.
A very insightful resource person.
Full of lessons and insight.
So Lu, how are you? Like, where are you in your season of, you know, singleness? Yeah, specifically singleness.
Well, I think this is the first time I'm really, really single. Like, not, walang nakapila, pila, na talking to someone. I'm not on dating apps. I mean, it's on my phone, but I'm not
actively like, swiping.
Yeah, there. No. Yeah. Parang I tried, but it's really not. Parang feel icky. Not. I don't know. It just doesn't feel right.
Ooh.
To be talking.
Who is she? Pero de, gusto kong malaman eh. Yung, okay, this is where Lu is now. Pero parang, you were, or how long have you been single?
Since August 2022.
Oh!
2022!
Tagal na.
Yeah.
Whoa. And so you're telling us this is the first time you've been single this long?
Yeah, I think so. Like, not entertaining anyone. Not that there's anyone trying, but really not doing anything to... Not doing anything actively to even pursue flirting.
To pero dating. Usually ba, ano yung ano mo, time frame mo? Kunwari, after you go through a breakup, a couple of how many months later, and you're dating again?
Like a few months, never a year.
Okay.
Maybe nung pandemic was, hindi, pandemic medyo lumalandi din ako at some point. Eh. Yeah. It's just that I didn't get to meet up with anyone because
pandemic.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been good. It's been a peaceful year.
Love it. Yeah. Talaga, wait ah, sorry. So wala ka pa ring peaceful pa rin siya. Wala siyang dips through it like I'll feel lonely, or honestly, it's been smooth sailing.
Smooth in a sense where it's like, I can do whatever I want. I don't have like additional problems that I would get when I'm in a relationship.
Okay.
Additional problems.
While she's in relationships.
Because apparently when I was in relationships, I also still felt lonely at times.
Yes.
So right. Hindi kasi siguraduhan niya yung loneliness mawawala when you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
I think that's so true and honest. Feeling ko lang nagkaroon ako ng delusion na once I get that guy or I snag a man, automatically na, I'll be happy and satisfied.
Yeah.
So bakit mo nasabing additional problems in relation? Let's go there, Lou. Let's go. Pasukin natin 'yan.
I think when I talk about additional problems, it's like, well, baba kasi ng baseline standards ko for relationships, no? So
I understand.
Parang really, it was a huge contrast because of my previous relationship where I had to think about our future, our daily dates.
Damn.
Like,
shit.
How to, obviously, how to finance it.
So you basically pulled that entire relationship forward.
Basically. Hindi ko alam kung anong ambag. I mean, fine, may ambag siya konti in terms of comforting me and like being a warm body beside me.
Yeah. Wait, I remember Stacy asking me this. Na okay ka ba sa lalaki? Okay lang ba na ikaw yung mag-provide for a guy?
Oo.
Like,
diba? Kay, okay lang
mahal
ba
mo
na
naman.
Hindi kayo equal in terms of like financial status, ganyan. Masagot niya ni Dana ay
nung una
ay
okay lang daw.
Okay lang. Ginawa
na yun. Sabi ko, okay lang. Basta, meron siyang value binibring sa akin like emotional support or physical affection and then naisip ko. And then Stacy goes, talaga, re-respetuhin mo. Ikaw magbabayad sa lahat kung kailangan.
Pero servidor mo siya, he does the chores.
The question is, will you respect him, ah?
Well, I mean, I went through that whole thing, right? So, actually, I had a lot to unpack bakit nga may, quote-unquote, lumusot na ganong guy in my life. And when I review my past, it's like, oh, ang dami ko palang pinalusot na ganon. I mean, my history
so
of dating, it's like, it's bums. It's guys with odd jobs.
Oh my gosh!
You know,
wait,
are living
my history ko eh. May bumps din eh.
Are living day to day, and I really had to evaluate like, okay, what is it about them that makes me think this is okay? Like this is gonna work.
Oh nga, that's a good question to ask
and
yourself.
And I can sustain this,
right?
And so I think in the past I probably mentioned na in terms of my love language, no, not love language, my strengths, it's I'm a relator. So parang one is I really value, tama ba tong train of thought ko, and then wait, sorry, bawiin ko.
Sige.
In terms of love language, my priority is quality time.
Oh.
And then one of my life coaches at that time basically asked me, okay, Lou, tingin mo, sino ang pinaka pwedeng magbigay ng quality time sa'yo? Na parang, kasi when I described, ano ba ibig sabihin ng quality time sa'yo? Sabi ko, yung tipong isang tawag ko lang, available siya at my beck and call.
Oh.
If I need him to be there, he will come to me, comfort me, kahit na it's after work, or basta, it, parang that person has to,
available.
That person has to adjust to my schedule.
Kasi busy
ako. So she was like, okay, anong klaseng tao yung may ganong kind of schedule?
Surprise, surprise!
Siyempre, yung
bums!
Bums! Kaya, it was so, parang na-bypass ko yun, na,
that
wala
makes
tong,
sense. Right. That math is mathing.
Oo. Right. So, everyone around me could see that the guy was jobless and walang future. All I could see is like, oh,
but
he's
he
available.
Right.
He makes time for me. Siyempre, makes time for me. Wala naman siya ibang ginagawa.
Uy.
Yeah.
Pero nung time na yon, what made you say that it was gonna work? Because obviously, you poured a lot of yourself into it too, right? I mean,
yeah.
when we love deep. Love hard, yeah. You know. So
yeah. I think what happened was because we had the label of boyfriend girlfriend.
Oh.
I always have this parang standard of myself na hindi ako yung mang-iiwan. Hindi ako yung magi-give up.
Self-imposed 'yon.
Yeah, self-imposed.
Okay.
Yun. Parang umuo ako sa iyo eh. So
I will
find a way to make this work.
I will cross the ocean.
Pero question. Okay, despite you wanting to make it work, the question is, did you think you have respect for that man the entire course of the relationship?
I thought I did.
Okay.
But parang when I review the way I would speak to him, the way that I would review.
Language sa lahat.
Review.
Purpose speak po. Taga Gcash po itong babae.
Ito yung post-mortem.
Mag-ano tayo? SWOT.
Mag-debrief tayo.
Yan. Okay.
So, when I look back, parang the way I would speak to him and my expectations of him na, yun nga, he has no other thing going on in his life. How dare he not be available? Yung parang pag sinasabihan ako ng no.
Correct.
Kapal naman ang mukha nito. I'm so busy hustling and stuff.
Correct. Pero syempre, this one was a special case kasi talagang makapal yung mukha niya. Todo-todo.
Okay.
To the point that he used that to manipulate me. And make me feel like, oh, I'm the one being disrespectful to him.
Mm.
When in fact, he was actually really abusive na. Like,
yeah.
Kunwari, yung mga, minsan, ano, at first it was, oh, emergency, I need load.
Okay.
Load. Biglang, eventually, naging, load me 100 now.
Oh.
Or like, oh, I'm so tired, I can't commute there. Syempre, I have a volunteer. Oh, sige, I'll book your Grab from QC to Las Piñas, diba? Isang libo, one week. Biglang, book me a Grab. It's not even to go to me, ah. It's like,
what?
To do his own thing. I'll book him his Grab to basically
go around. How are you responding during the first initial entitlement flags?
At first, I would call him out. Na parang, hey, like, you can ask nicely, like, yeah. This is not automatic. Or I would ask questions like, you'll pay me back, right? And then dun pipitik na, wow, like, you know I don't have money, like, parang, you're disrespecting me. How do you think I feel when you tell me that I need to pay you back?
Ah, okay, good. Mga ganon.
Pero syempre, during that time, I was like, oh my gosh, I am being disrespectful. Ako naman, sobra yung pag-self-reflect ko.
Right.
Ayun. Gusto ko yung parang lahat tayo, like, wow.
Was intense. And then, how long did it go on for? Yung ganung level of you just, you know, funding for his whatever.
It was more than a year. So, our anniversary was June. Yeah, so a year and 2 months.
Okay, and how did you feel? How did you feel about the people in your life and how they respond to him?
You know, I think what happened was, I would always tell my friends about him in a way that's already prompt up as an excuse. Like for example, ikukwento ko na, oh, you know, we went to, let's say, Boracay, and oh, I paid for the tickets and I paid for the hotel. Pero he volunteered how to pay for the food and drinks. Oh. And you know, he sat me down and he was really like, oh, this is the only thing I can pay for.
Oh.
So he was so sweet, parang he really was honest and raw with me. So, ganun ako magkwento sa friends.
Oh.
So yung friends ko, parang I'm skewing them into the understanding mindset na
okay.
Parang fully processed information na versus literally saying like, oh,
no, this is what happened.
This is what happened, ha? He's only paying for this much.
Objectively speaking,
like if ilinatag ko like how much I really, really spent.
So parang nag-ano ka na over empathize.
Super.
Right.
Yeah.
I get that.
Would you say? For sure.
Pero habang ginagawa mo yan, did you know at the back of your mind or sold na sold ka and then in hindsight mo na lang na-realize na? Or were you suppressing this voice in your head na, Lou, come on?
I was definitely suppressing it. Kasi,
it's there naman.
Oo, it's there. Pero yun
may iba
nga
kasi,
eh.
May iba kasi later on.
Oo, kasi I think my ego was in play in terms of yun nga, nag-yes ka dyan, tinawag mo ng boyfriend, pinakilala mo na. Nasa bahay mo yan weekly. Pinakilala mo yan sa mga pinsan mo.
Diba yung parang panindigan mo yan?
Oo, parang panindigan mo yan.
Okay. Yan, sissy.
And sabi mo, mahal mo yan. Oh.
Oh, now, diba? Yeah. Live up to your words.
Oo.
Diba?
And I really, so nung medyo nagpa-pile up na lahat nung mga kinocover kong expenses for him. And yun nga, the time that I spent with him. And I really wanted to look at, envision parang, so, anong future nito?
Oo nga eh.
And that's when I was like, wait a minute, I can't sustain this. Because I have a dream of being like a mom, stopping from working.
Corporate work,
from corporate work, and really raising a family, having a comfortable life. And I really had to stop and think like, how is this gonna work? Like, he doesn't have an actual sustainable job. I don't even know if he can stay in the Philippines.
Right.
But what stopped me from going down that rabbit hole is I don't want to break up with him because of money. But I didn't want to be that girl.
Okay, I want to explore that then. Now, okay, what's wrong with being that girl? And first of all, define that girl.
Yung that girl that values money in relationships. In general.
So, no matter how valid.
Oh, no matter how valid. Pero hindi ko kasi alam at that time na valid yun. Ah.
Right. It was a process for you na, wait, financial needs are not bad to have. And I think it's a big relationship issue to deal with. Kasi number one cause ng divorce other than in-laws, money.
Oo. And I think there's also that stigma na you don't want to be labeled as someone na gold digger or, looking for a man and what
will
he can provide
of your needs, ganon.
Or, but, sige, go, Lou.
I think it was also because, I mean, among us, we've been financially independent.
Mm.
So, yung the idea lang na, I was actually looking forward to having someone take care of me.
Mm.
Parang, it was not, I didn't allow myself to want that as a as an essential thing in relationships.
Before.
Parang that was like optional yun. Kasi di mo, kaya mo naman mag-isa eh.
But what changed?
So, to be honest, my prayer to God was, Lord, di ako makikipag-break dyan ah. Parang nakita ko na lahat ng red flags. Pero sinabi ko talaga kay Lord, Lord, di ako makikipag-break dyan. Ayoko makipag-break dyan dahil lang alam kong poor siya. If we strip it down, di ba? If I'm worried about my future, it's really about like the finances of the future. And then, yun, within that same week, na-reveal sa akin lahat ng kalokohan niya about having multiple, I can't even count how many women he was talking to and how he was asking them to take him out on dates, meet up in motels, multiple baby mamas.
Oh my gosh.
So parang, dun nag-click na, okay, wow, God, parang, I didn't expect that this would be the answer. But I literally said, I won't break up with him because of money. But clearly, for my regular standards, I will break up with someone for cheating.
Correct.
And that was the clear sign for me to like,
cut him off. That card.
And then, yun, because of the many stories that was revealed to me, I found out I was one of the many targets na he was really looking for people to fund his lifestyle.
Damn.
I want him castrated.
To fund his lifestyle. And then someone mentioned his visa problems.
Oh my goodness.
Na parang, that's such a specific problem, ha? So, ibig sabihin, meron na siyang ibang hiningan ng tulong.
Oh, true.
And I knew from the very beginning na we were dating, minention niya na yun eh, na parang, he has trouble with his visa, and there's a penalty, and that's a huge amount that's due.
Right.
And throughout our relationship, parang every time we would have like fights, he would always say, you know, I'm so stressed out. I have this big problem about my visa. I don't want to talk about this problem. So parang, alam mo yung nagsiseed, nag-i-inception na parang may malaki akong problema. But he wouldn't really ask for the money. Like, explicitly.
Right.
But during that time, I was accepting a new job.
Right.
And I already took into consideration that one of the benefits of the job is getting additional bonuses. And I was already computing in my head, I am going to pay a percentage of that visa penalty. Just so we would have a future here. Pero hindi ko yun sinabi sa kanya. But I was already planning it.
Was he such a good man for you to... I mean, what's the value added?
sa buhay mo. Parang, if you were willing to go that far, mm-hmm. what was he bringing to your table?
Yun nga, his availability.
That's the big thing.
That's the big thing.
Okay, okay.
That's the big thing.
Parang when I was sad, yung parang I really had a down day, biglang susupot yan sa bahay. Pero pa-uwi niya, babayaran ko.
Oh gosh,
Pero so yun nga eh, parang, and now, kasi feeling ko, ako naman personally, the reason why I, akala ko ganun din eh, na I'd be okay with someone, you know, na if it were me earning more, and all. Pero when I was also having that experience, parang hindi pala siya ganun ka-okay sa akin. Parang in my head, it's fine. But when I was actually experiencing it, parang it's not sitting well with me. And I had to also ask myself, why? Diba?
Why?
I think it's because there's really a status or parang power play. I can't say power play in a relationship. Pero parang may...
You can say that, the dynamic.
Oh, may dynamic talaga eh. And sometimes
kung
I feel like...
Kung sino yung nagbabayad.
Kung sino yung nagbabayad more, parang people would tend to feel inferior in a way to that.
Right.
So parang how can you respect someone who's acting so inferior all the time?
And okay, good point, but I wanna ask Lou again. So how do you view finances now? In relationships, as you move forward and look for a new guy or a potential partner, where does it play in your standards?
Yeah, ano na yung standards?
Well, nandun na siya. It made the list.
Congrats!
I think I'm still that person na parang it's not number one.
Yeah.
But for me, I mean, again, low baseline, low standards. For me to say like, oh, yung joke nga ngayon is, if I'm gonna date someone, kailangan may trabaho.
Oh, and
everyone who I tell that to is like, di ba yung given? And I'm like, you don't even know the half of it. Like, so it's there. Right. Now I'm more honest and practical and realistic because I do have a vision for the life that I want.
Right.
And I remember I even had this conversation with him because parang at some point he was getting emotional. Let's call it emotional. Na he was like, what if I can't give you what you want? Parang, you're asking too much for me. Kasi parang I was describing to him na, oh, I want a nice kitchen so that I can cook for the family. Yung mga ganung daydreaming. So when he said that, parang napaisip talaga ako na, my gosh, if you hear the dreams of my friends, they're like filthy rich level yung dream nila. Mm-hmm. And in my head, I'm only thinking about the life that my
a decent
parents,
life.
Yeah, my parents provided for me a comfortable life.
Not would, even beyond and over it.
Yeah. Oh. I can't even say I grew up rich. I grew up comfortable, middle-class family. So, nung sinasabi niya sa akin na parang, oh, I can't give you that, I really had to ask him, do you think I'm only envisioning this life for me? Mm. Don't you want that kind of life for yourself?
Na-reveal din.
Diba? Oh, na parang siya, wala, hindi niya maisip yun, wala siya doon. So now, I mean, you know, we're in our 30s. I really have to make sure that whoever I'm going to even consider has the same at least baseline understanding of what a comfortable life looks like. Which to me is like having enough money that my kids can choose their own school. And pag, kunwari, na-delay ang sweldo, may makakain kami. Ano mo yung ganun? Hindi paycheck to paycheck. So, for me,
so
that's
generally comfortable and secure life. Yeah.
And to me, that shouldn't be too much to ask because like any person who respects themselves should want that.
Right.
Mismo, and I think just to add, I think a man who sees na you want a good future will strive hard to meet you there.
Yeah,
di
yung exactly.
Di ko kaya, di ka mabibigay. Parang, no, it's a beautiful dream, di ba? Parang, isn't that something you would want to?
Alam mo, yung isa pang na-realize ko is, isip ko rin yan eh, na hindi, same wavelength ni Luna. Hindi, kaya ko naman eh, but naman, why not, kung kaya ko naman. Pero ngayon ko na-realize na, but the main pillars of masculinity is to protect, provide, and pursue. So if you take one out of that equation, I feel like it's such a loss in their manhood. So parang kung hindi mo siya bibigyan ng kumbaga
role,
bibigyan ng yung standard na yun, yung set of standards, no, I need someone who can provide for me as I know what I can bring to the table too. Parang feeling ko automatic na we're babying them in a way, in a bad way, that turns out for the worse. You know what I'm saying? Gets niya ba? Parang, ang sa akin is, it's not a bad, dati kasi ganun nga yung thinking ko eh, na, I don't want to be that girl na kailangan, hindi, I can fund myself. But at the same time, hindi, nasa wiring mo dapat mag-provide eh. Kung hindi ko nakikiliti yung bone mo na yon, there's something wrong.
And, or even if like you will not allow him to, yun eh. Just to allow him to provide to other girls kasi kaya mag-provide ng lalaki pero no, it's okay.
Yan, to allow, to let him be a man basically.
Oh.
But I want to have that space where a man is allowed to be a man. Yeah. I don't have to emasculate him.
So, I want to just welcome masculine energy and just
I want masculine energy in my life.
And looking back nga, parang I'm always wondering like if in the first month I really said, "No, I'm not gonna load you." No,
actually,
I'm not gonna pay for your meal. Kasi imagine even on dates, I would pay for his meal, not my half. His hour full. So, alam mo yung...
Sarap naman jowain ito.
Oo nga eh.
Alam mo naman.
Yeah, so, parang for me, because I allowed for that setup to happen, not once, not twice, but like regularly. I mean, I don't know what changes, how that affects a man, but I can only say that how it affected him is it eventually opened the doors for him to expect
and abuse
and exploit.
Exploit, expect and exploit. That's right. Kaya ngayon, ex na rin siya.
Correct.
Hayop siya. Hayop siya. Hayop siya! I'm sorry.
So be warned, ladies. Yan.
Pero nung inaaral, I mean, kasi I really saw you through that breakup and I'm like, the woman deserves this, but at the same time, what were you discovering about yourself in terms of your patterns? And how were you talking yourself through it internally?
Well, during the breakup, I don't even, you know what, I feel like I put it in a black box, that breakup. Pero in terms of my patterns, yun nga, na-realize ko na this is not gonna work. Like, not putting the standard on the finances or even the dreams of the person is not going to work long term because more and more it's becoming very clear to me that I really want a comfortable life. I really want to be a housewife taking care of the kids. Yes. I mean, you can ask me again once that happens. No? I felt really happy wanting that. Pero it's such a strong desire. I mean, I've been talking about this for years and it's not going away.
It's not bad,
so parang I want to be honest with myself.
Yun.
And if it means telling the person who doesn't have a job na maybe it's not your season to date.
Yeah, totoo. Like, if you don't have a freaking job, lahang karapatan mag-go out with women.
Parang I don't have to think of myself as an elitista. I think that's my worry. Yun nga, I didn't grow up rich. Na for me kasi I always thought na the moment I put money on the table as a point of conversation in relationships agad-agad I go to the extreme na elitista ka. And I didn't I didn't want to be that girl.
Right.
So now I'm more I can see that there is nuances. Like it's part of the standards but it's not the number one standard.
Right.
Because I have also seen like my friends go through breakups and the men that they were dating were like talagang you know with the famous last names and like
hindi naman yun assurance.
Hindi talaga yun yung clear din sa akin. Hindi din assurance
naman.
Na pag mayaman
ay oo naman
okay na lahat.
Yes.
You know there are other factors too.
Money isn't everything but it's something.
Yeah.
I think it's also when we judge ourselves like Yulu, not wanting to be quote-unquote that girl, na parang nuunahan tayo ng labels and judgments instead of listening to the need na parang, but kaya siya big deal sa akin? You know, parang we get so caught up with, hala, hindi kasi ako ganyan. Parang wait lang, eh ano ba yun? Parang ano ba yung kinakatakutan mo really, right? So isang factor ganyan now, like me, when I feel things na parang, ha, bakit of all things ito pa ma-feel ko, or bakit yung kaya ito naisip, or bakit ganyan? Parang now, mas na, hindi pa perfect syempre, pero now mas na-catch ko yung sarili ko na huwag mo muna i-judge. Parang right. Silipin mo right. Muna ano meron dun. Bakit ka nagkakaroon ng strong emotions about it? Why are you, you know, bothering you? Why is it worrying?
Because, you know, honestly, I think if you peel through enough layers, you'll see that it's not a bad thing you really want.
Oo naman.
Right. Diba? Parang we have all of these preconceived judgments na yeah. Hindi mo malang hinash out, diba? Parang, ba't ako affected dito? Pero ako, personally, the thought is, ayan, ang reactive mo kasi, or ayan, nag-OA ka na naman. But obviously, if it bothers you, there must be something there, diba?
Right. And I think what I also realized is I was filtering my standards, and it was probably because of the self-worth that I was lacking, the view of self-worth that I was lacking during
You mean nag-hold back as a standards?
Yeah. Parang, but I wouldn't say that out loud, ha? It's just more like in retrospect. It's like, maybe I want, let's say, I mean, putting it simply like, oh, maybe I want a rich guy who is like respectful, talks clearly, talks with conviction,
talks clearly.
May accent, whatever.
May ano accent?
Ganitong lifestyle. And then I would say like, wait,
baka sobra-sobra naman yun.
Parang di ko reach yan. Deserve ko ba yan?
Ay!
Parang, dito muna, dito tayo sa malambing.
tinipid
ko yung standards ko.
Diniscount mo. 50 off ngayon.
Diba?
Sale tayo today. Oh. Hanggang 2035.
Right? So parang I was compromising because I thought someone who was with me was also going to compromise anyway.
Oh!
Pero syempre, hindi ko to alam during that time. Because, yun nga eh, one of the things that I learned also is the difference between self-confidence and self-esteem. I'm the type of person that I exude so much self-confidence. And so, I always thought I had high
self-esteem. But it's different.
It's different. Because
expound.
So, self-esteem is really supposed to come from you. And it's not dependent on outward work. Hindi siya about skill set. Hindi siya about talent. Because you could have zero talent, but have high self-esteem. Hindi siya parang nag-wager depending on the praises that you get from other people.
It's how you esteem yourself, basically. Yeah. Like, how you esteem yourself. How you respect yourself.
Ano yung cost estimate mo? Kala ko kayo po speak dito. No, pero ganun, diba? Parang ano yung value mo sa sarili mo?
Pero gets ko yun. Parang I can also look so confident, pero the self-esteem is
talaga? Bababa?
Sabi ko, I can look so confident.
Hindi, ako nga. Sabi mo nga, but the self-esteem is?
Not esteeming.
Low.
It's not giving self-esteem.
The esteem is not esteeming.
Yeah. Okay, gets. So, where do you get that self-esteem from?
Self nga eh.
Pero saan nga? Parang yun yung question ko eh. If it's not, kasi ako, performer ako eh. Parang, I'm always, I have to please everyone, you know? Uh-huh. So, if it's not from external works, where? I'm really curious.
I literally can't say any other thing than self.
Pero I guess yung question mo dyan is, what then affects those factors with how you view the self, right? Saan mo nakakuha yun?
Kasi kung hindi siya sa skill sets ko, nga, how do I now esteem myself?
Mm-mm. Ewan ko sa'yo. Isipan mo yan.
This is why we go to therapy to understand it further.
Yeah. Or parang feeling ko yung one thing that will never waver is also your inherent dignity. Eh. Parang dun mo kukugutin yun.
Yun.
Teka lang, diba? Hindi lang naman
hindi lang naman to laro-laro lang, parang in terms of, yun nga, dealing with other people or welcoming. Kasi ang mabigat sa relationships natin, and I can say this collectively, is we, number one, we over-invest too fast, too soon, and hindi natin na, wala tayong calculated risks. Mm. Parang bira lang ng bira. Alam mo yung term na yan? Mm. Go lang ng go hanggat kaya.
What's bira and bira?
Punimas! Yung go lang tayo na asa, yeah. talagang buhos kung buhos, only kung only. Parang, yes. Now I think, how do you, Lou, now see yourself in terms of navigating through your next potential relationship? Like, what would you do differently?
I would stop dating scammers.
yes, that's a good start.
No, I think, well, the past year nga, I think I've had a lot of alone time to really see my value and my worth without it being dependent on being in a relationship or doing great at work. I mean, I can still do those things, but I can feel comfortable in my own skin.
Mm.
Without it being because I won an award or I got a praise from my boss or my friends. So there's a lot of that I needed to do before I would even open the door to like dating. Versus like, I'm lonely, let's date. Parang yun lang yung prerequisite ko to think about dating before eh. Right. Yung magkaroon lang ng itch of like, parang I've been too alone.
Okay.
Or parang I'm bored na by myself.
Time to
date, time to find someone to talk to and chika-chika. Right. So now, just really being more intentional about how I get to know myself and how to like really work on things that allow me to esteem myself.
Nice.
So that's one. The other thing is really when I see a red flag, sit with it. I think I heard it from like I don't know if it was a podcast, the difference between how men and women date. And how women date is we date from 100 and how men date they start from 0.
What do you mean?
So like when women date, it's like we start at 100, there's a vision of the guy. Parang meron na tayong preconceived notion of the guy. And it's just like, getting to know them. It's
bababa
like,
ng bababa. Lang,
makikita mo yung...
So deduction siya.
So we start at like a high note.
That's so true.
Right? And then for guys, it's like, they start from scratch, they get to know you, then they'll fall in love with you. And parang when I heard that,
so
I was like...
love like a dude.
That's why, for me, it's so hard to let go of someone because it's like, at least the normal girl, babawasan ng points. Ako kasi parang, I met you at 100. I will keep you there.
In my head.
I will make excuses for you why you're still 100.
Ayaw mong ibaba yung score. Kahit reality tells you na 0 na siya.
Correct.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Similar. So relatable.
The 100
so relatable. Ako na, alam mo yung ganyan ko is yung...
Oo nga, no?
Yun nga, which, okay, makes me go back to, I think we have forgotten how to experience life as humans. Na parang, ewan ko, masyado tayong fixated on the outcomes. We forget na, no, it's an experience. Even the whole dating thing, parang, minsan, kumari, meron kang nagustuhan na, meron kang prospect. And then, you're so, ano na, kailangan may mangyari dito instead of like, no, get to know. And then see if it's gonna go there.
Right.
Di yung, eto na, make it work.
Oo.
Diba?
Isang naging analogy ko dyan is how I can, like, really overpaint a person in my head as someone perfect for me. May nabasa ako sa Instagram na planets may look beautiful on the outside but be careful because they have galaxies within. Yung parang hindi mo pa nga na-scratch yung surface eh.
Right.
Pero dahil in your head, and ito siguro siya. You know, and with how you observe and how you perceive things na you can always trust your, ano, diba, judgment. May mga blind spots ka dyan eh.
Yes.
Pero dahil meron kang desired outcome, as you said, na gustong ma-achieve, yun nga, darating ka dun sa point na,
siguro nasa 70 na siya ngayon, pero let's keep it at 100 kasi okay. Sayang to eh. Oh God.
Lulu.
Pero isang question pa na I wanted to throw Lou was, paano mo na laman na hindi na to coincidental ah, itong mga lalaking to ah. Pattern ko na to. Parang
Netflix documentary na
to. Ayan, ganyan.
Seryoso. Ang docu-series yung dating history niya.
I-pitch natin sa Netflix.
Sana kumita naman ako.
Mabawi
natin. Mabawi ba lang natin?
Sa
diba?
Yeah. Okay. Guys, write to us if may makakilala
kung producer kayo. Let's really talk about this ah. Like yung mga Filipina na scam sa love. Okay, let's put a pin. Kasi lagi nilang sinasabi, di ba, na mga Pinay yung nang sa-scam sa mga puti. Hindi! Sure. Dito to yan.
Ang dami rin sa Pinay na nasa-scam. Oh,
so, back to the question, Lou. Paano mo na-realize na, teka?
Pattern na ito?
Oo.
Yes. Ito, I think the last, it wasn't recent, but...
Pero prior to you knowing na this is now a pattern, ano yung inisip mo? With the menu date?
Na, I really just, I saw the good eh. I saw the lambing.
Mm.
Yun lang yung nakikita ko eh. And, right. I guess it's me really being empathetic towards everyone's situation.
Right.
I always understood why they were in that season or why they were that way. And I just didn't know that, even if I understood why, it didn't mean I had to stay.
And I think there's a difference between empathy and enabling.
Right,
diba? Parang yun din yung isa sa mga things na kinonsider ko sa sarili ko na, teka lang, I can paint myself as this empathic lady. Yeah. Pero I think it's okay to have boundaries too eh. Kasi it's one thing to feel the pain. It's one thing to act on it for you to stop feeling the pain.
Yeah.
Right. You get?
Eh, wala eh. Yun nga, my mindset before was, hindi ako yung aatras.
Mm.
Shocks. Pero you know what? Yung fear ko now is, given all our patterns in dating, parang it's so hard. Parang, ano, inisip ko lang how it's gonna look like when you date again to not do the same things again. Because it's so easy. Parang you can say, okay, sige, I have standards now. Siyempre, coming from the pain and the hurt of the consequences of the past, right? Mm-hmm.
The learnings.
Pero when you're actually interested in another person, like, how's that gonna look like to really be like, di ko na talaga gagawin the same mistakes before?
I think ang kulang sa atin factoring in time eh. You know, how time is so essential in dating.
I feel like rushed nga rin yung mga ano ko. Dating.
Kasi if you give it long enough time,
you really get to know a person
to get to know the person.
Ang sabi pa nga, diba, it only takes, sa mga napapanood natin na crime story sa Netflix, kakapanood ko, nalaman ko, na it only takes 3 months for a person to put on a really good front, ah. Yun na yung max.
Pero lalabas na yun.
Lalabas at lalabas pa yun. Possible na after a month, after the second, pero usually, 3 months,
makikilala.
Lalabas na yun.
Pero again, meron mga scammers na magaling at kaya iprolong yan. So I say, know the person for 30 years.
Wow.
Before you decide to date.
Kaya mo ha? No.
Well, so I did go on a date.
Oh.
To 2023. Early 2023.
Oh.
And it was a guy who had a job, who had a car.
Okay.
Who went to a good school.
All right.
And I was freaking out, like...
Oh my gosh, I know this!
To the point that I really had to debrief. I really had to, like...
Why freak out?
Talk to my sister, talk to
you. Para too good to be true.
It was too good to be true. It was, like, a proper date.
Wow.
That I realized I haven't been on in so long na sinundo ako from the south.
Okay. No. I want you to describe the usual date. And this too good to be true date.
Okay, the usual date is meet up somewhere.
Okay.
Kita-kits na lang doon.
Okay, yeah.
Tapos, kita-kits na lang doon.
Correct.
Alam mo, totoo yan. Wala nang nanunundo ngayon.
Gusto kong manundo. Gusto kong masundo.
Diba? Iba yung, parang ibang kilig din yun.
Yes!
grabe, thought pa lang. Ganun na tayo makatili, di ba? So, di ba, meet up there. Tapos, so split. Split the bill. It's the usual.
This is the usual date.
The usual date.
Okay.
Okay.
I get it. I get it. I've gone through similar
super
dates.
Aggressive verbally. Sorry, aggressive like the landian is
aggressive. Strong
like,
and
why are you single? Oh my god, you're gorgeous. Like
landi landi yes, talaga. Ano yung lalala part? Hindi, sabihin mo.
So usually like we end up talking about like how we are in bed. Or,
naughty
like,
na, naughty talks
yung
na.
Yung mga pa-cool na, like, yeah, I'm open to, I'm open to that. Mga ganon. So, the conversations were always very,
dirty.
Ano na, dirty or, not just flirty, highly flirty. Like,
okay. PG, rated
18. Okay, mataas. Correct, yes. Correct. And, yun nga, parang, it's a bit, transactional, but
okay.
You know you're on a flirting mode and you're presenting the best parts of yourself.
Right, right. There's this version, the flirty
the
version
flirty
of you.
I'm on.
Yeah.
You know, I have to prepare for this. I have my talk points in my head to make myself the most interesting
girl.
Right? Okay. And then maybe we'll get drinks afterwards, then magiging touchy, and then go on like the next two.
Get physical.
And then, actually, wala na ang dates after that eh. It's more like, come to my condo, let's hang out.
Right.
Parang it was not, even the time, like, can I see you on this date? Okay, we'll see. It's never like a planned, committed thing.
And we go to their places, and we prepare, and we adjust our friggin' schedules.
Yeah. Correct.
Because, again, yun nga, hindi nga sure lahat.
Yeah.
Walang intentionality.
Correct. And it's like, I even remember, I would say like, I'll be in BGC later. Because, alam ko na nasa BGC siya. Mas magpaparinig lang ako na, I'll be in BGC. Tapos sasabihin sa akin, cool. Pero ako, I will stay in BGC for the chance.
Oh my gosh, I've done that!
For the chance that like he'll say...
Yeah, last minute.
Pero I'll pretend na parang, I'm still with friends.
Around.
Pero mag-isa na lang ako nun.
Girl, I've done
that. Super gets though.
Kaya,
okay,
I really...
So that's the usual.
Yeah, that's the usual. So my PG date in 2023, yun nga, sinundo ako. And he really was like, he was so worried he wouldn't make it on time at like exactly 4 o'clock. So parang mga 3:30 pa lang, I'm on my way already, but I'm not sure about the traffic.
We love a good communicator.
Yeah, and
we love a good heads up.
So he arrived, let's say like 4:10, and he was so apologetic that he arrived at 4:10.
Nice. As he should.
As he should, right?
Like,
right. But to me that was like, a great guy. And he really planned it out. Like, he didn't ask me where I wanted to go to choose where to go. He planned it out. Like, we went to his favorite coffee shop.
How do you feel about a planned date? Yung wala kang input.
I love it.
Me too!
I
love a good.
Why? Why do you love it?
Because it shows that he had the intention. Parang that shows effort, eh?
Yes.
Right? I mean, he didn't have to pay for anything. Parang, but just, I'm more impressed at the thought. Right?
The planning, the strategizing.
No, I love it. That's, and you know what? Honestly, that should be the bare minimum, eh.
Yun nga, eh.
Diba? It should be the bare minimum. Pero ako rin, given my history, parang, libre niya lahat. Wow!
Yeah.
Parang, big deal.
To the point na, parang, we went to a gas station. Parang, I was looking at, let's say, Kit Kat. And I was just, tinitingnan ko pa lang ah. And he took it, and he was like, you want this? And he was like, ready to pay for it. And I'm like, sobrang weirdohan pa ako na, huh? Bakit kukuha ka din ba ng Kit Kat? Ba't mo ito babayaran? Eh, para sa akin to.
Uh-oh.
Alam mo yung parang, what is wrong with me?
Right,
just say thank you. But,
shocks.
Yeah, and the thing is, our conversations didn't go the route of like flirting. To the point that after that whole date, I was freaking out because I didn't know if it was a date.
I remember this.
Bigla akong, May gusto ba siya sa akin?
Mm. Parang hindi kasi man... parang di mo lang ako nabastos ng konti.
Oo!
Bastusin mo naman ako!
Ganyak ng konti.
No, I love it. Like, I'm for wholesome interactions. Yeah. Like, I love it so much. Ngayon, natuturn off na ako. So, there's this dude na trying to flirt with me. And I get it. Sige, parang I was like, just being slightly open about it. Tapos, dinala niya sa medyo naughty talk. And I found myself really, like, turned off. Like, usually, you know, kakagat ako. Pero I find myself just, I don't know what to say to this. I'm gonna ignore it.
Mm. You know? Usually you would.
But usually, oh, oh, diba? Pero now, I don't know. It's just, it's so superficial. It feels like we're rushing things too soon and it's sounding so artificial. We have to make it dirty.
Right.
Diba? Na parang, I'm all for the slow burn. I like to be slow cooked now.
Promise mo yan, ha? Wow. Sige.
Slow cooked. Mga 30 minutes.
Di ba lang 24 hours. 30 minutes slow cook.
Pressure cooker yun eh.
Minadali din.
Pero how did, pero isa sa mga things na napapansin ko is, when I was adjusting to my authentic self, which I think I'm much more centered.
Authentic self.
Alam mo yung pusang yun?
Ano
yun? Meme. It's so cute. Meron siyang bangs na black tapos ang taba-taba niya. Tapos,
uy, grabe ka naman.
Sorry, sorry.
Yung pusa to, ha?
Eh, bangs ka ba?
And eto nga, iniisip ko nga, since, or parang yun nga, yung sinasabi mo na parang medyo na may reaction ka na, yuck, disgusting. Feeling ko, ganun din kasi yung naging ano ko, bait ko eh. Na I have to be as sexual as possible to get this guy's attention. So it never, his attention is always on me.
Mm.
Kasi yun naman talaga yung gusto mo eh, male attention. It's not even, feeling ko at the core of it, the big layer of it is, we really want a man to see us.
Yeah, yeah.
Pero dahil nga, we think it's all about these gimmicks to keep him bait and we choose the wrong ones. We always put our vagina power.
Yes, the vagina,
the
power.
The vagina power. Like, ito yung Arkila. Parang Arkila sign mo. Oh. Kung baga, ito yung advertising mo. Ito yung binuboost.
Ito yung key message mo.
Ito yung binuboost post mo. Slogan. Uy, gusto ko yan. Gusto ko yan. Isip tayo, tapos at the end of this podcast, dapat meron tayo mga slogan. Noon, nung naglalandi ka.
For the fuck boys.
For the fuck. So anyway, kaya, ang question ko ngayon, Lou, is, why were you so rattled when it was so wholesome, so neat, so proper,
right,
and you were freaking out?
Well, okay. So obviously, it's because I don't think I've experienced that before. But the bigger thing was, I didn't know what to do with myself. I remember parang, because the conversations were so PG, and I haven't been on a date like that ever, I didn't know how to talk about myself without saying na, oh, this is my body count, or like,
right,
yeah, I did it around, or like, yeah, I'm open to this. Na parang, huh? Okay, so I'll talk about work. Huh? Yun lang ba? Parang napa-question tuloy ako. Right. Ito lang ba ang bag ko? Is this all I can put on the table? And this is all I can describe myself with, my sex life.
Because you
and
forgot all the other facets of you. Na, dami-dami bang pwede buksan?
And the thing is, obviously, I don't have that problem with my friends.
Right.
Right? But how come with like, a guy that wants to get to know me,
right,
I have no clue how to even introduce myself.
Like,
how I introduce myself to friends.
Or, right.
You know? So that's why I was freaking out.
I get.
That's kasi biglang parang, wait, ano nga pala yung interests ko? Like, ano nga pala yung hobbies ko?
Yeah.
Not that I have hobbies, but like,
yeah.
Parang,
but why do I always have to highlight just that sexified version of me?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And diba? Since there was no flirting, di ko din alam kung paano itawid yung conversation.
Aww.
So weird.
But that's also like a major thing, ha?
Right.
Super major thing na, damn, if it's not sexually charged, the conversations I have, I'm at a loss for words. And that, diba, parang also says a lot kasi how you talk in, you know, these setups is also says a lot about you, what you praise in conversations, what you like to bring up in conversations.
So, magandang ano rin yan. Parang sobrang major self-discovery lesson din siya.
Kaya nga, after nung date na yon, I really had to ask my sister, like, don't, parang, wait, how come I feel like I don't have interests? And she was the one who reminded me how, like, I'm into biblical womanhood.
Right,
and
right.
Then, cute ni Ate G.
Yeah. So I was super thankful for my ate that day because she really reminded me like what I was into. Like the geeky stuff that I do. Like
personality. Blue, there's so much more to you than your beautiful boobs and butt. Okay? So much more.
Yun din yung learning ko. Hirap magpakita ng features kasi nasa kotse kami. Sa kotse kami.
Paano to?
Paano ba to umanggulo ng conversation?
Naka
seatbelt ako eh.
Naka seatbelt. Dito ba there's yung chesticles ko? Ano
oh
ba?
Oh my God, that's so true though.
That's
I mean,
so true.
Such a girl problem.
And I feel like me also, parang I still catch myself, parang nasa stuck sa loop yung conversations na how are you? Yung nagiging pa-cute scene na parang, wait lang, that's not how I talk to my friends. When I talk to my friends, we go freaking deep. But at the same time,
hindi naman kasi friends yung lente mo eh.
Is it? But, I mean, it's good to keep that lens though.
Oo nga.
Kasi ultimately naman, when you date someone, parang, it's really the friendship.
Ngayon
and if
mo
you
na
like,
lang. Ngayon na lang.
Ngayon, oo.
Pero nga, in hindsight, you don't see them as one, you don't need any more friends.
Oo naman. Yeah. Noon, yeah.
I need a good night's sleep.
Okay.
Meron ako slogan.
Okay, let's go. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Dana slogan for the fuckboys in the past.
Mataba man ay masarap pa rin, ako'y iyong hahanap-hanapin. Dati yun ha?
Pwede.
Parang bigla ko naisip. Doon sa slogan na yun, gusto mo lechon kawali.
Oo nga eh.
Masarap pag sa sarili mong slogan, tapos nakaisip mo
yung pagkain. Parang masyado ko sa inigoy sa pagkain, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Buti na lang sa'yo nang galing. Nasa thought ko na siya eh, pero I didn't want to be the one to say. Parang...
No, Lou, you can speak your mind. It's okay. Hindi naman tayo verse dyan eh.
Ano mga slogan ko? Something about...
Getting drunk.
Forever cool, parang
gano'n.
Cool lang
girl.
Tayo. Shota.
Cool lang tayo. Kahit kulang na kulang to.
Yan! Totoo, ganyan. Yan yung slogan ko. Sobrang pa-cool talaga. Everything's fine. Everything's okay.
You wanna do that? Sure!
Let's do it! Bukas ulit?
Oh, God.
Okay, si Lu, I wanna hear. Are you ready with your slogan?
Oh, my gosh. Ang baday nung akin.
Okay, Laya.
Alicia rhyming.
Sige.
Cool girl na, manilibre pa.
The youngest sugar mommy you will ever
sugar
meet. The youngest and hottest.
With me, everything's free.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yes.
Actually, inaasar nga ako ng iba kong barkada na parang, wow, investor ka pala. Grabe,
mga startup.
Oo, mga passion projects.
Charity orgs.
Oh, organizations. Diba? Dala mga... Oh, I have to stop myself.
Oh my gosh, you girls.
Pero now, Lou, how's the single life for you?
It's good that I get to spend on myself. I mean,
you deserve it.
Okay, fine. Money can't buy happiness, but it's doing that now.
Well deserved.
No, I think it's. I am so happy that I get to spend on things that really matter. Like, you know, being able to, like, spend for my family, like my parents who are getting old, like, yung. Again, now that it's just looking back that I realized this, ha? Parang there were times that I probably could have helped out with, like, family stuff. But I couldn't because scam yung life savings ko from my previous relationship, right?
Oh, my
right?
gosh. Oh.
Or, like, yung mga para sa akin na, like, I couldn't plan out trips.
Right.
Because,
oh, nga.
wala, may utang sa akin yung dinate ko eh, na never pa akong binayaran. Right. So, now, like, I can really spend for what really matters. Mm. And spend, like, time. Mm. So, it's not just about money, you know? Time for myself, time to be with friends, family, and reflect on, yun nga, see these patterns. Kasi parang, syempre, if you're still in the dating season, syempre, my mindset is gonna be about getting to know the other person.
Right.
And obviously, that's time taken away from getting to know yourself.
That's true. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, I'm enjoying it. Obviously, I still have, like, lonely nights. Yeah.
Mm.
I'll make a joke about, you know, wanting to date someone. Syempre, the desire is still there, you know, but right. It's not my priority. Di ko na siya gustong madaliin.
If you were to say one thing to Lou, nung she was being so hard-headed about it, or like really, strong-minded about making it work, what would you say to 2023 Lou? 2022.
2022.
2021, 2022, Lou.
Makinig kay Dana.
Oy, kinikilig yan! Ay, sayo niya. The amount of prayers I've prayed to the Lord. Seeing this man and meeting this man in Boracay, I'm like, Lord, you better move your mighty hands to get this bum out of my bestie's life. Please. Pretty please. After 2 months, please.
I mean, I give you that. I have to honor the grace that you gave me.
Wonderful.
I'm honored.
Kasi kitang-kita mo na yung red flags, pero hindi mo naman sinampal sa akin.
Kasi,
ginawa niya hindi isampal.
Champion yun. Champion ako dun. You know, Lord, thank you for the suppressant.
I really had to do my round of apologies to my friends na parang,
yeah, I remember.
I'm really sorry I brought him into your lives as well.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yes. Kasi alam mo yun, parang binentahan sila. Oh my gosh. Basta. Anyway, okay. The other thing I would tell myself is, it's okay to give up.
Yun. As someone who's fun employed, I agree.
Yeah. It's okay to back out. It's okay to
change your mind.
To change your mind see good that night. This is not working.
Yes.
Maybe it's time to stop.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe.
And it won't make me this girl or that girl, yes, you know?
Correct.
Yes. Makes me honest with myself.
Yeah. And parang di kasi kailangan lahat pinaglalaban.
No.
Diba? Parang choose your battles. Choose your bottles.
Choose it.
May nabasa nga ako eh, yung just because you spent so much time sinning doesn't mean you have to stay there.
Right.
Diba? Parang, minsan kasi we think na, and dami ko lang na-invest, no?
Oo.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Lou, I'm so proud of you. I would like to thank you.
Thank you so much.
No, but seriously, this is such an insightful...
Of course.
As always, with Ms. Lou. Yeah. Thank you
More
so
guest
much.
More guestings this year.
Yay.
Please give us your time.
Of course. I have a lot of time.
Perfect.
I love this episode.
Yeah. Very well. Very well said. Thanks, Lou Butt.
Thanks, Lulu Pop.
I'm Lou Butt.
And yeah, follow Lou on TikTok and Instagram.
Yes, I really hope that more people will know about stories like these.
Yeah.
Like the romance scams that happens to anyone. Yeah. And I have my heart out for fellow Kapwa Pinay! Mga kabayan!
But no, I think it's such a brave move for you to also come forward with the story, because you know how many idiots there are online and they can spew the meanest things, but it really takes a lot for someone to tell their side of the story in truth, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
And yun nga, I just really wanted to take the opportunity to raise awareness. Campaign yan. No, because it happens more journey. It happens more often than we think.
Oh, naman.
Yeah. And I feel like there's a lot of women who can't even share their story because technically there are nuances like technically, hindi naman sila inutangan, hindi sila hiningan. But There's a lot of manipulation that
right.
happens.
And there's shame, people. You know? Yeah. May shame din eh.
Oo, pero, pag nag-share ka ng ganitong kwento, unang sasabihin yung... sa'yo, tanga ka eh. Oh, alam ko naman tanga ako eh. Alam ko na ngayon.
Yeah.
So, I hope, yeah, this helps.
I'm sure it will and it does.
Loves it.
All right. So thank you so much, Lou, for joining us.
Thanks for listening, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.